slice it, they'd fry it. Do you know what that's called?
Oh, head cheese. I don't.
Well, actually, what they often did was just to take the juice and to mix it in with cornmeal, and that would be just a different kind of cornmeal. And they'd slice it up and they'd fry it because they had, with the hog juice in there, you could fry it pretty well.
Well, my wife said it was pork chops and beef roast.
No, this is cornmeal with little head cheese juice in it. It's called scrapple. You ever use scrapple?
Crackle? Scrapple. I think they call that crackle, C-R-A-C-K-L-E, crackle okay. Corn.
Okay, suppose you kept the butter too long and it didn't taste good. You would say it is?
Rancid.
Rancid. Okay, do you know the term funky?
Funky odor, yeah.
What does that refer to?
I didn't refer to something funky that's stale.
Okay.
You smell funky, you talk funky, your clothes smell funky.
Okay, so it's just a general term meaning
yeah.
Stale. Okay. Okay. Okay, what do you call thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
Buttermilk.
Buttermilk. Okay, but.
Curdle.
Curdle milk? Okay. Okay, fine. What kind of cheese, you keep it to make cheese, and what kind of cheese do you make from it?
Of Boston, I never ate a piece of cheese in my life. I don't know.
You never ate a piece of cheese in your life?
I won't eat it.
Well, what's the kind of cheese they have that comes a little...
Hamburger cheese?
No, this comes in little pint buckets. And it's
cottage
white.
Cheese?
Okay. That's what they make out of curdled milk. After the milk has stayed around for a while and it is curdled. So they'll whip it up and make cottage cheese out of it. Okay, and what do they do to the milk first thing after milking to get the impurities out of it?
Cool it?
No, they want to get the impurities out of it, so they... They...
Marginalize it?
No, they want to get rid of the dirt and other stuff that's in it.
Strain it?
Strain it, and what did they use to strain it?
Well, copper wire.
Copper wire or...?
Copper wire. Somewhere.
Okay, what's
thin mesh. Something with thin mesh on it, not a big wide mesh.
Okay, what do they call a pie baked in a deep dish, let's say with apples or blackberries or something else? Big dish pie.
Cobbler?
A couple of inches deep.
It'd be a cobbler.
Okay.
Peach cobbler.
Mm-hmm. And how would they make cobbler, do you know?
Well, out of dough and apple, peaches.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cook it, roast it, whatever you call it.
My mother always made blackberry and cherry. I think blackberry was the best.
Scripture across it, like apple pie, deep.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like it make dumplings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, somebody has a real good appetite. You would say, he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Okay. Okay. Okay, what's the... some sort of sweet liquid that you serve with a pudding or a dessert or something you use for a topping. What do you call that?
Icing.